Welcome to the Health and Wellbeing Programme. My name's Vernon Pierce, and in these programmes I'll be talking to you about issues which may affect you, giving you advice provided by the NHS. Today I'll be talking about sepsis. Sepsis is life-threatening and it can be hard to spot. There are lots of possible symptoms. They can be like symptoms of other conditions, including flu or chest infection. If you think you or someone you look after has symptoms of sepsis, call 999 or go to A&E. Trust your instincts. Immediate action is required if a baby or young child has any of these symptoms of sepsis. Their blue, grey, pale or blotchy skin, lips or tongue. On brown or black skin, this may be easier to see on the palms of the hands or soles of the feet. A rash that doesn't fade when you roll a glass over it, the same as meningitis. Difficulty breathing. You may notice grunting noises or their stomach sucking under their ribcage. Breathlessness or breathing very fast. A weak, high-pitched cry that's not like their normal cry. Not responding like they normally do, or not interested in feeding or normal activities. Or being sleepier than normal or difficult to wake. They may not have all of these symptoms. Immediate action is also required by calling 999 or going to A&E if an adult or older child has any of these symptoms of sepsis. Acting confused, slurred speech or not making sense, blue, grey, pale or blotchy skin, lips or tongue. On brown or black skin, this may be easier to see on the palms of the hands or soles of the feet. A rash that doesn't fade when you roll a glass over it, the same as meningitis, and difficulty breathing, breathlessness or breathing very fast. Once again, they may not have all these symptoms. If you have the symptoms, do not drive to A&E, ask someone to drive you, or call 999 and ask for an ambulance. Bring any medicines you take with you. If you or your child you look after feels unwell or like there's something seriously wrong, has not had a pee all day for adults and older children, or in the last 12 hours for babies and young children, keeps vomiting and cannot keep any food or milk down for babies and young children, has swelling or pain around a cut or wound, has a very high or low temperature, feels hot or cold to the touch, or is shivering, don't worry. If you're not sure if it's sepsis, it's still best to call 111. They can tell you what to do, arrange a phone call from a nurse or doctor, or call you an ambulance. Sepsis can be especially hard to spot in babies and young children, people with dementia, people with a learning difficulty, or people who have difficulty communicating. Well, who's more likely to get sepsis? Anyone with an infection can get sepsis. Some people are more likely to get an infection, including babies under 1 year old, particularly if they're born early, premature, or their mother had an infection while pregnant. People over 75, people with diabetes, people with a weakened immune system, such as those having chemotherapy treatment or who recently had an organ transplant. People with a genetic disorder that affects their immune system, such as people with Down syndrome or sickle cell disease. People who've recently had surgery or a serious illness, or women who've just given birth, had a miscarriage, or had an abortion. If you're more likely to get an infection that could lead to sepsis and you become unwell, get medical help as soon as you can. Let the medical team know about any conditions you have or reasons why you might be more at risk. You cannot catch sepsis from another person. It happens when your body overreacts to an infection. So how can you help prevent infections? Well, it's not always possible to prevent sepsis. These are things you can do to help prevent infections that can lead to sepsis. Keep up to date with vaccines, particularly for babies, children, older people and pregnant women. Clean and care for any wounds. Take antibiotics correctly. Follow the instructions and take all your prescribed antibiotics, even if you feel better. Wash your hands regularly and teach children how to wash their hands well. Don't ignore symptoms of sepsis. Sepsis needs treatment in hospital straight away because it can get worse quickly. You should get antibiotics within 1 to 6 hours of arriving at hospital. If sepsis isn't treated early, it can turn into septic shock and cause your organs to fail. This is life-threatening. You may need other tests or treatments depending on your symptoms, including treatment in an intensive care unit, a machine to help you breathe, a ventilator, or surgery to remove areas of infection. You may need to stay in hospital for several weeks. Most people make a full recovery from sepsis, but it can take time. You might continue to have physical and emotional symptoms. These can last for months or even years after you've had sepsis. These long-term effects are called post-sepsis syndrome and can include feeling tired and weak and difficulty sleeping, lack of appetite, getting ill more often, changes in your mood or anxiety or depression, nightmares or flashbacks, or post-traumatic stress disorder. Most symptoms of post-sepsis syndrome should get better on their own, but it can take time. These are things you can do to help with some of the long-term effects. Ask your work about changes to your working hours or conditions while you're recovering. Do some gentle, easy exercises to build your strength. Get regular sleep and try to prevent infections, for example, by washing your hands regularly. And try to eat little and often if you have a small appetite. Don't try to rush your recovery, give yourself time. If you want to find out more about sepsis, you can go online to the NHS website, nhs.uk. I'll be back with another health and wellbeing programme very soon here on HRP.